Six Nations recently announced they are looking to recruit community members to join the anti-bullying task force, which was created with the goal to help address and prevent all forms of bullying and lateral violence that takes place within the community of Six Nations. And here to talk to me a little bit about the task force and some of the duties they're going to be fulfilling within the community is anti-bullying task force lead Jen Mount Pleasant. So good afternoon, Jen, and thank you for joining me.
Hi, Andy. Thanks for having me.
I just wanted to start by asking why the main reason the task force was formed.
So the task force was originally formed in late 2019, and there was some incidents going on in the community at that time where it was decided that a task force might be able to address those issues. So the task force itself was in response to bullying incidents that were taking place within our local school and as well as the community as a whole.
And can you just talk to me about why bullying is such a big issue and something that we as a community need to address?
Bullying is such a big issue because it can cause the victims a great deal of pain and mental anguish, especially in children and youth who do not yet have the proper tools to deal with the adverse impacts of being bullied. There are many types of lateral violence, including bullying, that takes place within our community here at Six Nations, and it will take a community-wide effort to help address and prevent it.
And the task force is looking for candidates to join. Could you tell me who an ideal candidate would be and maybe some of the roles that these members would be performing?
The task forces are established all over the world to help address various issues. Traditionally, a task force is similar to that of a public inquiry, such as the public inquiry into missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls. Task forces bring together experts, knowledge holders, and people with a vested interest in helping address a specific issue. In this case, community lateral violence and bullying. They will look at these issues from all directions to get a good understanding of the root causes, what enables the behavior, what relevant programs and services already exist in the community, and what are the service gaps. Task force work includes research, community surveys, questionnaires, focus groups, one-on-one interviews, analyzing existing policies, and analyzing community programs and services and identifying gaps. Ultimately, what a task force produces is a list of recommendations on how a specific issue can be addressed through prevention and education efforts. Each task force committee member plays a vital role in helping to address lateral violence and bullying.
You talked about how the task force is trying to figure out how to address these issues. How are you guys going to implement or plan to implement its procedures successfully within the community?
The goal is to help stop bullying and lateral violence taking place within the community as a whole. Many people are not aware of what lateral violence is. Many people are not aware that their behavior and actions can be considered a form of lateral violence and/or bullying. Education is key in helping community members become more aware of what classifies as lateral violence and bullying.
And would you say this initiative is mainly focused within the schools here on Six Nations, or will it stem into other parts of the community as well?
One of our main focuses right now is bullying in schools. That's not to say that later on, as the task force progresses forward, that we may start to include other areas of where it's taking place throughout the community.
What are some of the ways that you want to teach people suffering from bullying to help better deal with it?
So we have a unique and complex history here at Six Nations of the Grand River. We are a multicultural community with varying belief systems. Like many other First Nations communities across Turtle Island, we're also a community that is still living with the impacts of Indian residential schools. Many Indigenous people are also dealing with multiple forms of colonial violence. Many community members are on their own healing paths and are at different stages of grief and or healing. All of the above mentioned are factors of high levels of lateral violence and bullying going on within our community. I don't foresee potential hurdles with the work of the task force, but if we do run into those hurdles, we'll deal with them as a team as they come, using a good mind. It will take a community-wide effort to stop bullying and lateral violence in our community.
And what are some of the things that the public themselves, as well as task force members, can do to educate themselves to be more aware of when bullying is happening and just what to do and how to stop it?
So every situation is unique. Sometimes we need to distance ourselves from the bully or the aggressor if possible, for a child or youth. They should feel comfortable and safe telling an adult, such as a parent or guardian or teacher or other staff member, if it's taking place within a school. There are also programs and services offered within the community for community members of all ages where they can go to get support. It's important not to lash back at the person who is bullying you. Disengage is key if that's possible. So bullying and lateral violence can take many forms. Many people were never taught that certain types of behavior is considered bullying or lateral violence, or were never taught that lashing out or hurting someone's feelings is wrong. But the good thing is that it's never too late to learn to be a good person and live with a good mind philosophy. Learning how to be compassionate, kind, and gentle with others can be taught in many different ways. You can find educational videos online, such as YouTube. You can go to a bookstore and find entire shelves of books on mental health and well-being. You can spend time in nature and practice being kind to animals. You can wake up each morning and give thanks. You can give a stranger, colleague, friend, or family a compliment. You can seek out cultural teachings. So the sky's the limit when it comes to finding ways to educate ourselves on learning what bullying and lateral violence is and how to address it.
And will the task force be working with any other organizations within the community?
The task force is a community-wide effort. Therefore, we're looking for community-wide representation to sit on the task force. That includes community members and, you know, all the different agencies in the community that provide, or including those agencies that provide services directly to community members.
And just lastly, how can anybody interested in joining the task force get in touch with you?
So if people need to get a hold of me, like if they want to express interest in being a part of the task force or need to get a hold of us in any way, my email is jennifermountpleasant@sixnations.ca, and that's spelled JennifermountPleasant@sixnations.ca.
Okay, Jen, I just want to thank you again for joining me here for this. It's definitely a really cool and very important initiative you guys are doing, and hopefully it's a very successful one.
Great. Thanks a lot, Andy.